Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Redmen Bite Size. It is Monday, the 13th of November. My name is Dan Club, and I'm here to run you through all the latest news stories involving the Reds. And we kick off with a report coming from Diario AS in Spain claiming that Liverpool have flown to Brazil for talks with Sao Paulo defender Lucas Beraldo. It was claimed that the Reds could sign the 19-year-old for just $20 million. Now, a couple of angles to this. He is a Brazilian under-20 international. He's made 44 appearances so far this season. Obviously, their season runs dramatically different to ours because that would be an obscene amount of football by this time in a UK calendar season. Left-footed centre-back, 19 years old, as I mentioned. So in terms of profile, he tends to fit the bill. To be fair, and obviously that price is also quite appealing. Listen, I'm not going to pretend I've seen loads and loads of him play footy because I just haven't. But like I said, Liverpool have been sort of delving further afield to try and sort of scout out their next transfers. Obviously, had loads of links to Andre in recent times. A couple of other South American lads have been doing the rounds as well. So it does appear like the Reds are looking a little bit further, maybe having sort of taken a leaf out of Brighton's book, possibly because we got fed up of signing lads for a lot more money than they would have cost in the first place from the likes of, obviously, Benfica with Darwin Nunes, FC Porto with Luis Diaz as well. So, yeah, interesting one. It continues to be Liverpool being linked with very young players as well, which does seem to be the strategy, which makes a load of sense because we are undergoing a rebuild. Obviously, we've seen the midfield pretty much be rebuilt by now. The defence feels like it could be the next department whereby we look to strengthen. So, Beraldo, in terms of his profile, would tick a lot of boxes. Left-footed centre-back, can also play at left-back, therefore, and I think that could be where we venture to next. Whether it's him or not, remains to be seen. There's been loads of other names who've sort of been touted with that role for the Reds, in Asho, Hincapié, Mark Gahey even. We spent a long time in the summer talking about Levi Colwill. So, yeah, it does look as though Liverpool are keen on that type of player. We have to wait and see whether exactly it is Beraldo. But another name to add to the mix and to add to what is now a long list of potential arrivals at Anfield. And the next story could be another one. There's a couple of different angles to this one as well, to be honest. It comes from Daily Mail. It said Liverpool are preparing a bid for Leeds midfielder Archie Gray in a move that could cost them, wait for it, over £40 million, which, you know, in this day and age, £40 million isn't exactly the eye-watering a sum. However, when you factor in the fact he's 17 years old and only made his first team debut 3 months ago, it's pretty staggering in terms of fee. He has emerged as one of the stars of the Championship. He's played 15 times this season. He's only missed one game for Leeds since making his professional debut on the opening day of the campaign. He has himself been compared to Trent Alexander-Arnold due to his ability to play at midfield and at right back. That's an interesting one for me. He's 17 years old, as I mentioned, plays for England under-19s, but he is ridiculously versatile, like scary versatile. He's played at right back, as I mentioned, played quite a bit as a DM, played a little bit as a sort of a standard eight-type midfielder, even played more advanced, played left wing, played centre-forward, played as a 10. So he's got a lot going on. He's got a lot of strengths to his bow, looks a very technically gifted player. But I'll come back to it. 17 years old, still very, very inexperienced. And if you're talking of anything like the £40 million mark, I think Liverpool would steer well clear. Unless they genuinely thought he was the next world superstar, then that might change things a little bit. But as far as I'm aware, he isn't necessarily that. You know, he looks a very talented prospect and one that would make a lot of sense to Liverpool because we've done a lot of this type of transfer in recent times. Obviously, Ben Doak, Bobby Clark, Kate Gordon before it. We are very adept at signing these type of players from different clubs around the Premier League and obviously Championship and wherever it may well be, up in Scotland in Doak's case. We have done a lot of that and it's paying dividends. We're seeing these lads come through the system already and get a first team minute and in some cases make an impact. However, none of them have cost anything like £40 million, and not even combined, to be honest. So, yeah, I think in terms of the price tag, I will reserve my judgment. However, let's just see what happens. It wouldn't surprise me if Liverpool were indeed interested, but again, I don't think we're going to go anywhere near him at that asking price. Speaking of asking prices, Liverpool have reportedly discovered the asking price required to sign Lloyd Kelly in January. Now, this is a new story I covered quite recently. Liverpool were keen on Kelly quite some time ago during his Bristol City days before he made the move to Bournemouth. Again, left-footed defender, plays centre-half, plays left-back, makes loads of sense. 25 years old, you know, ticks some boxes. The boxes he doesn't tick either is the report from Football Insider claims he would cost between 25 and 30 million, which is, you know, fine. Given everything I've said so far, you'd think, yeah, you know, Premier League player, captain Bournemouth a little bit, not too out of the realms of sort of possibility. However, he's out of contract at the end of the season, or next summer, as it'll be, probably the 30th of June. So why on earth would anyone pay between 25 and 30 million pounds for somebody they could get for absolutely nothing a few months later? That seems insane. Obviously, if you really wanted him in January, you'd have to pay some money and fine, but there's no way you'd pay that for lads you could literally get for free in like literally 6 months. It's mental. So yeah, I don't doubt that Bournemouth would want some decent cash for him if it happened in January, and they might even be willing and keen to sell in January to make sure they do get some money. But yeah, that price tag seems mental to me. I would imagine it could be more of either 10, 15 million mark, possibly. You might get 20 if you're lucky, if a club was particularly desperate. I don't think we'll be in the particularly desperate camp by that point, to be fair. It's the type of player I'd like to see us go and sign in terms of left-footed centre-back, but yeah, not for anywhere near that fee, if I'm being really honest.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Next story I want to touch upon, speaking of centre-backs actually, is Ibu Konate. Now, he was mysteriously absent from Liverpool's victory over Brentford, not involved in the squad at all, having sat on the bench in the defeat to Toulouse in midweek. It was quite odd how he wasn't there, but it's since been revealed, Jurgen Klopp spoke about it as well, but the French Football Federation revealed that Konate was replaced in the France squad for the upcoming international break because he has a small muscle injury to his left hamstring. It's expected he'll return in about 2 weeks' time. So that makes the race against time for the Man City game really tight. Now, 2 weeks might just be sort of a ballpark figure and it might take less than that. Let's hope so, because I think it's really important that we have him for Man City. I'd like him to start the Man City game, but I think at worst, you want him in the squad because, yeah, we got the job done against Brentford. and, you know, relatively comfortable, really, I guess, in the end. Certainly the scoreline would suggest so. But when you look at the bench and loads of talented lads on there, but Trey and Yoni was on the bench, 16 years old and a young 16-year-old of that. Like, we need our strength and depth back, certainly for this next run of fixtures. So fingers crossed Canate's injury isn't anywhere near too bad and he can be back in that 2-week time frame, or indeed even sooner if possible, for that trip to Man City and beyond, because really important he is. And likewise Joe Gomez, likewise Ryan Gravenberch, Curtis Jones, they were all absentees from the squad against Brentford. We need them all back. We need them all back fit and firing, because we've got a crucial, crucial part of the season coming up after the break. And just finally, the last news story I want to touch upon concerns Dom Szoboszlai, a lad who has absolutely set the world alight since he arrived at Anfield. But I think it's fair to say in some recent performances, not so much the Brentford game, but Bournemouth, Luton and Toulouse, looked a little bit tired. He's played a lot of footy all of a sudden. I think it might have caught up on him. And some of the footy he has played has been at international level, obviously captain of Hungary. So he's required to play every single game and if possible every single minute for them as well, and that would have been the case and still could be the case during this break. However, there are reports around their game with Bulgaria that it could well be postponed. Now, the latest comes from Twitter site Hungarian Football Extra, and it claims that the early decision not to hand over the, now bear with me on this pronunciation, Hristo Botev Stadium to the Bulgarian FA for use in the European Championship qualifier against Hungary on Thursday. As things stand, the Bulgarian FA will not be able to host the match, and the Bulgarian FA has already announced over the weekend that no further relocation is possible due to the short time available. So essentially, the original stadium it was supposed to be in can't be used. The stadium they've suggested they wanted to be in instead is currently under construction. Therefore, there's no stadium to host Bulgaria against Hungary. Now, if you're, you know, a fan of watching Bulgaria against Hungary, that's disappointing. However, if you're Hungarian or a Liverpool fan for that matter, you're probably quite happy, because I believe if it doesn't go ahead, Bulgaria will have forfeited the game, which means Hungary would qualify for the World Cup, which is positive news for everyone involved, of course. And also, it means Dom Szoboszlai gets a break of at least one match. They will have a second qualifier after that. He might well feature in it, but if they've already qualified, might not need to. He might not need to play 90 minutes. And again, it's just one less game for him. It means he gets a little bit of a break and a much-needed rest, because, as I mentioned, he's been absolutely outstanding, but he has looked like he could just do a few days off, to be honest. A few days not worrying about carrying a football team on his shoulders, because he's done a little bit of that for Liverpool this season and he does quite a little bit of that for Hungary too. So yeah, hopefully he does get the day off and he can have a couple of days rest either side of it too. So just to wrap up then, I'll just quickly run through all the news stories from today. Liverpool have apparently moved for Lucas Beraldo, the Sao Paulo defender. Liverpool apparently flew out some officials to speak and to watch the player in action. And Liverpool are also apparently lining up a move for Leeds United 17-year-old Archie Gray in a move that would cost upwards of $40 million. Wow. Liverpool have also discovered the asking price for Lloyd Kelly, the Bournemouth defender who's out of contract next summer, and it would need around $25 to $30 million to prize him out of Bournemouth in January. Don't see that happening in January one bit. Ibu Kanate is expected to be out for around 2 weeks due to a minor muscle injury in his left hamstring, and Dom Szoboszlai could get a well-earned break this week if Hungary's game with Bulgaria is indeed postponed or indeed cancelled stroke forfeited in the favour of Hungary. So yeah, that's all for Redmen Bite Size. And before I go, I just want to tell you, you can still get 50% off with 2 months captain subscription if you use the code BITESIZE on redmenplus.com. You'll get everything we do there, all the match day stuff, all journal insights, expert insights, everything else besides. Yeah, make sure you check it out, and I will speak to you all again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.